Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It is now time for Why It Matters. We live in a world that's competitive for commoditized businesses, a wealth of options, customer experience. That's what I want to talk about. That's become a major differentiator for a lot of companies because customers of today, thing is, they're well informed. They're empowered and, well, we expect more. Now, with that said, you've got something like generative AI that's been shown to boost customer service productivity. In fact, a couple of surveys done, 94% of business leaders surveyed in Deloitte's State of AI in the Enterprise, fifth edition, they all agree that AI is critical to the success over the next 5 years. The magic question is, how should companies deploy AI to derive the greatest value and create personalized multi-channel customer journeys at scale? Sounds like a lot of jargon, right? Well, let's find out more. On the line with me is Simon Ma, who is Director and Regional Manager for ASEAN at Freshworks. Simon, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Elliot. Thanks for having me on today.
Thanks a lot for taking the time. AI chatbots, we will start off there. Tell us more about the link between AI and customer experience.
Yeah, so as we know, Gen AI, AI, you know, the hottest topic today. And there's a reason for that, right? Across Asia and beyond, consumer expectations are changing fast. You know, businesses need to step up with fast, personalized support across all channels. And today's consumers, Elliot, like you were mentioning, are savvy, right? They know what they want. They have the power to choose brands that meet their needs. And in our digital age, being accessible everywhere is crucial. So imagine interacting with brands seamlessly, no matter the platform, and getting quick solutions with just a click. Customers need to be ready to help wherever we are, making it super easy to connect. And we also expect proactive support and proactive experiences is a game changer. So consumers like you and me, we're no longer satisfied with just getting our needs met. Right? We expect brands to anticipate our desires. And with these expectations rise, that's where Gen AI comes in. Businesses must keep improving their support with latest technology like smarter chatbots, natural language processing, and then making customer service much more intuitive and strengthening our connections with them.
That's brilliant, Simon. Totally get the perspective there. Although as a regular customer, maybe you can help me with this. Mm-hmm. I get a bit confused. What is the difference between an AI chatbot and a virtual agent?
Yeah, so I think they're broadly used across, generally, you know, across the board to be similar. But I guess there's a bigger work behind it. So there are a few key areas I believe businesses should explore. And maybe let me dive a bit deeper about why AI chatbots and also generative AI or virtual agents are important.
Okay.
Right today. But basically with the macro situation you talked about earlier, cost control is a big priority.
Okay.
So the challenge in customer service today is then maintaining that top-notch service without escalating costs. And of course, the traditional methods are not cutting it anymore. So that's why companies are turning to automation with generative AI. And that's where you're seeing deflection rates soar and customers receiving personalized experience or assistance at scale. Now, that's where we start to see a lot of use of AI chatbots, virtual agents. But the back end, it's really the whole idea here is really trying to drive that great experience through automation, you know, and through being much more effective and scalable.
So when we talk about personalized experience, I guess if you're trying to personalize to every customer, it's going to be quite difficult. Is that the reason why we have AI in the picture to sort of help us analyze what kind of personalization is needed?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. So there's two parts to it. There's one part about being hyper-personalized. That's where getting in data, having that unified record would help. But there's also the other part about being efficient. Because the number, we no longer can continue to throw, you know, like just increasing the number of us, customer service agents, and still expect the same results. It's not scalable anymore. And a lot of businesses in Singapore face that double trouble, right? They have choppy customer experiences and rising costs due to outdated systems. So by being able to centralize customer data and then streamlining the support processes, the companies can offer consistent information, they can reduce wait times, and simplify management. So with this, what this means is that the agents can now focus on things that matter. They can focus on giving that personalized experience. You know, we did a survey in 2023, and with automation, what we realize is that the customer service agents are connecting with customers in under 1 minute. They're firing it in off initial responses in just 3 minutes, and they're solving complex issues in as little as 27 minutes to 2 days. That's way below the industry standards.
And when you say industry standard, then this is an interesting one. Very often we have these conversations. It's all about how do I target the local customer, the Singapore customer. Yeah. With things like AI and that survey that you just talked about, time spent waiting, does this mean there's no longer a local customer? Because, I mean, plus the world is so connected with that technology, with that data, you can't really target a local market anymore. It's very international. Am I on the right track?
Well, I think most companies today are trying to go global.
Okay.
But, you know, at the same time, the consumers are expecting them to be personalized to the market. So let's take Lalamove, for example, okay. Right? You know, a company we're all familiar with, the delivery platform, you know, founded in Hong Kong. They operate across 11 markets in Asia and Latin America. So being hyper-personalized and being there for their customers are very crucial to them. Mm. And so today, Lalamove connects to all their business partners across all the channels they prefer on Freshworks. So from the first contact right to renewal, they make use of automation, they make use of AI, and also analytics. And what they do is they keep a unified record of customer interactions on the Freshworks platform. So then the sales and support teams can now have a complete view of each customer, and then they're boosting their engagement. And also since they started using Freshworks software, they're starting to see customer engagement across the board jump by 58%. Sales conversions increased by 24%. And this could only be possible by being efficient, but at the same time being hyper-personalized within each of the countries.
Help me out and expand on that just a little bit more. I like the idea of Freshworks coming into play here. So it's an idea of these SMEs, these businesses are kind of doing more with less, but you get the results of a delighted customer, a delighted employee as well. What exactly does this platform do? You talked about personalized, but what is it all about, data gathering?
That's one of it. And I think if you talk a bit about more about Freshworks, I think today what businesses do is we're trying to aim for a top-notch customer service. And at the same time, with top-notch customer service, we need a real strategy when to use real people over automated systems.
Okay.
And in Freshworks, what we focus on is to build solutions, you know, that businesses can use, which is basically focused on boosting customer satisfaction and team morale. And if we look at the situation today, for example, you know, like most recently, because of what we're hearing from our 65,000 customers worldwide, we came up with a Freshworks customer suite. So basically, it is built to enhance efficiency and productivity. So we built in AI tools like what we call Freddy Self-Service, Copilot and Insights. You know, and it starts from Freddy AI, where customers interact with bots, you know, and then they expand to Copilot, which use bots, messaging and ticketing into one comprehensive solution. Mm. So our early adopters have been using Freddy Copilot for over 45 weeks, and they're seeing significant benefits such as halving the time it takes for customer service agents to resolve issues. Another crucial aspect is, from Freshworks' point of view, is identifying moments where a human touch surpasses automated responses.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So this does say a lot about the level with which a human is willing to interact with an AI, for example. And I suppose it also, with those insights, it also helps the business to strategize, or it kind of gives the business a strategic approach on when the human should come into play?
Yes, yes, that's right. So you're spot on. Like, understanding the customers, figuring out their tone and mood is super important for great customer experience. And today, if you just use automated tools, it might not get the desired outcome, especially with traditional tools as well. You know, traditional tools for measuring how customers feel have not been very helpful. Mm. They're starting to fall a bit short of the heightened customer experiences today, because traditional tools pull from things like reviews, feedback forms, social media, where we often already have our minds made up. So it's not great at picking up on the subtleties of how people feel,
yeah.
The nuances and language, things like that. That's where NLP or natural language processing comes in, because it's giving sentiment analysis a much needed boost, provides insights that are less biased, they're way spot on. NLP also helps customer service agents and the AI-powered chatbots or virtual agents not just react to problems, but also anticipate and address customer needs in a personalized way.
Simon, is it like, as a customer service agent, I have my own AI assistant as well to teach me things that, and I'm sure you and I have been to parties and we've complained about people, oh yeah, that person got no EQ. Seems to be lacking a lot in this world. Is this the gap that AI is trying to fill?
Yeah. In Fresh Looks, we believe that at the heart of customer service is still the agent, you know, the person, because the person can deliver that experience. And where the AI comes in is sort of like a co-pilot.
Okay.
Where it's helping you to, you know, summarize, for example, if you look at a case, it can quickly summarize the case for you. So the agent can immediately look at a case within like a few lines and understand what is the challenge today. Mm. Or when responding to a customer, you could click like, you know, for example, make the email more empathetic.
Okay.
Or make the response more empathetic. Things like that. So it really helps it.
So I guess, and this is really a final question, I like how you've explained what Freshworks can do, the value proposition that it brings to anyone in this customer service industry. If I'm in that industry, say I'm a boss, what do I need to invest in then other than software? How should I retrain my staff? What kind of strategic areas should I be looking at then to keep pace with the future of chatbots?
Yeah, so when we advise customers, we always talk about three fronts. Okay. There's obviously the technology, but more importantly, it's about the people and the processes.
Okay.
So I think more importantly, especially in Singapore, we have a lot of SMBs. It is important to choose a platform that can grow with you. Mm. So in Freshworks, we're all about making it easy for businesses of any size to navigate the ever-changing market. So the platform is designed to grow right alongside you. And from core features to extensive app application, it has to be able to scale as the company grows. So while diving into the software details, you know, maximizing the operations is important. But I think what's also more important is to look at the internal processes and find quick wins. Look for ways in which you can automate certain processes that are easy to automate and get quick wins. Get the people also familiar with the technology. And ultimately, it's a journey.
Yeah.
And the journey starts from, you know, a small step.
All right. I've been speaking with Simon Marr, Director and Regional Manager, ASEAN, for Freshworks. Simon, appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.